Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, Mbombela and Polokwane 21, Johannesburg 18.
First crash of the afternoon. It's on the N12 West after Tom Jones Road. And a new stationary vehicle. This one's on the M1 North at Old Joburg Road.
DA leader John Steenhuisen has dismissed the National Dialogue as a costly talk shop with no real solutions, while many South Africans struggle to make ends meet. He says the withdrawal of civil society from the process proves it was never a genuine attempt to address the country's challenges.
And even former President Mbeki, who at the time was incredibly critical of our withdrawal from the GNU, which he expressed in an open letter, has now come to exactly the same conclusion that we came to, that this is an insider stitch-up designed so that the ANC can revive its electoral fortunes rather than a genuine discussion and action plan about the way forward.
SARS Deputy Commissioner Johnson Makubu has revealed that taxpayers owe over 500 billion rand to the fiscus. He was speaking at a conference in Boksburg today and stressed the need to intensify domestic resource mobilization and embrace digitalization as well as artificial intelligence to meet growing revenue demands.
The growing tax debts, we are sitting with around 513 billion rands. SARS has not had substantial write-offs of its debt book. There is still an opportunity that we can be able to leverage that. There is an issue around acceleration of e-commerce. We have done away with the flat rate of 20% on goods that are coming in.
Now for today's big court news. The man accused of raping and killing six-year-old Amatla Samani in Soweto last year is expected to plead guilty on all charges against him on Friday. He appeared briefly before the High Court in Johannesburg today, where he faces charges of rape, murder and immigration-related charges. The accused was arrested in October last year following the discovery of Samani's lifeless body in his rented room in Orlando, south of Johannesburg. For more on that story, go to our website at jackarandfm.com and click on news. The National Prosecuting Authority in the Western Cape has meanwhile welcomed the sentencing of Ferdinand Fortuin to 5 years direct imprisonment by the Bellville Regional Court in Cape Town. This after he contacted the police, telling them that he had planted bombs at the Department of Water and Sanitation, Transnet offices and at the Bellville taxi rank. The MPA's Eric Ntabazalila says Fortuin gave police hours to evacuate the premises.
He made the threats following heavy drinking on Sunday, the 10th of November 2024, and decided that he did not want to go to work on the Monday of 11 November 2024. He left his home in Mamre with the hope that the roads leading to Bellville would be closed because of his bomb threats. They were not, and he worked the whole day.
And we end off in India, where the Supreme Court has ordered the removal of tens of thousands of stray dogs from the capital of Delhi, citing public safety concerns after a surge in dog bites, according to the Livestock Census of 2012. The most recent data available, at least 60,000 stray dogs lived on the streets. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big lunchtime news. More news at 2 or visit jackarandfm.com.
Thank you, Chanel. I heard some terrible news over the weekend. I found out that I have attention deficit disorder. Yeah, I'm not getting nearly enough attention.
Ali!
What?
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold'em, hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up, hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now, woo. There's a tornado, ooh.